Ramban al HaTorah. The Ramban al HaTorah says on the pasuk here in Perek Yud Aleph in Dvarim, the mitzvah of Ladov Kaboy, to cling to Hashem. The Ramban says, what is the mitzvah of Ladov Kaboy? He says, V'yitochein, listen to these words of the Ramban. And he's talking about a mitzvah. He's not talking about something which is a nice thing to do. He's talking about an obligation. Says the Ramban, V'yitochein, it's possible, Shetichlo hadveik aloymar, what is included in this Ladov Kavoy is to tell you, Sheizecher es Hashem va'avosei tomit, to always remember and love Hashem, Loi tiporei machshevoscha, your mindset should never forget that for a moment. Loi belachtecha baderech, b'shachpecha, b'kumecha, always, constantly. V'chol ma'aseyem b'dei shamayim. It keeps on going with this idea. And then he says, V'lochein zhirim Yeshua. He brings the pasuk over here. Ki im ba'ashem alekeichem tidboku. That's how the Ramban explains it. Tomid ledovka b'shem ha'nichbod v'hanoira v'loi tiborein kavanosa min Hashem. Their mind should never stray from thinking of Hashem. This is a madrega that if I told you you had to do this for 1 hour a day, it would be very challenging. Very, very challenging. I never gave the Baal Tefillah a hard time yesterday. Whoever that I'm trying, oh, Taka, I remember Davin Shachris. Nebuch Rabbi Birnbaum suffered. I had a headache before I started davening. I didn't even know if I was be able to daven Shemoneh Esrei. I had a suffix, maybe I'll just say the bracha of Havinenu. Just the one bracha Shemoneh Esrei. Because I pashut couldn't. It ended up I managed quickly to say Shemoneh Esrei. But Nebuch, I did Oseh Shalom probably after 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. And Nebuch, he felt a rush then to finish. I asked him for Mechile. I find standing Shemoneh Esrei for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and not being Mesich Das from the Rabbanei Shalom, I find that very challenging. I'm misspoiled to people who do 5-6 minutes Shemoneh Esrei. I have to tell you, I'm misspoiled from them. I feel I should become the Talmidim. Because to be able to mamish think the Rabbanei Shalom without Hesach Das, it's a big challenge. It's not easy. It's not easy. Shalom Shadron always, that was always his zog. He used to say, a Yid has to say Tfil Zaderech before he daven Shemoneh Esrei. All the places that he visits during Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Galinsky said, Medav machan ha-gemel v'mekum tzirik. Right? So Lamaisa, you know, the Ramban is talking about, sounds like a Shemoneh Esrei. Ladov Kaboy, says Ramban, to cling to Hashem, simply, the way Chazal say, go after the midas of the Rabbanei Shalom. Mahu chanu nafata. That's, I'm not saying that's easy, but that's plausible. Something we can all strive to do. Even if we're not on the madrega now, it's a madrega we could strive to do. We can all strive to be Balei Chesed, go in the ways of Hashem. That's the simple pshat l'dov kolei. The Ramban now is saying to cling to Him, to remember loving Him always, every minute, never lose, and that's the word dovak, like devak, like glue. You're glued to the Rabbanei Shalom. And the problem is that the Ramban is not saying this is episah milsa d'chsidus. That's the mitzvah l'dov kubay. That's the mitzvah l'dov kubay. G'doy l'yolam. Maybe Rav Steinemann's atzal. Maybe, I don't even know Rav Steinemann. Who could say that? Not even for a moment. What's going on? It's not my kasha, Rabbi Yisrael. The Meshech Chochma brings down this Ramban right here in Perek Yud in Dvarim, and he says, I don't understand. L'daiti, he mitzvah protis koileles kol anshei ha'uma. He says, the Ramban is talking about a mitzvah that's for G'doy L'Yolam. Avram Yitzchak and Yankov, Moshe and Aaron. Ramban, says after Meshech Chochma, the mitzvah that Ramban just gave us is impossible. He says this is a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. He mitzvah protis koilelas kol anshei uma. He switches it around, the Meshech Chochma. He tells us a new pshat in the Ramban. New pshat. The pshat he says in the Ramban is the following. And this pshat that the Meshech Chochma says in the Ramban makes that it's possible for every single yid to reach the level of Ladav Kuvay. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's definitely within everybody's reach. He says like this, Zeu inyan habitochen shehifli giyumiyah. Now, Mamish brings it down to the most basic level, the Meshech Chochma. He says, you know what Ladav Kuvay means? Ladav Kuvay means Ki Hashem dovuk l'nivrov. It's the other way around. Hashem is connected to us. Lohochin lohem torchom, torfom, v'tzorchom, ulohogin aleim, umargish aleim, yoysim imah, shemargish ha'odom es atzmai. Hashem is literally clings to us all the time, takes care of us. Every time our heart beats, the Rebbeinu Shem is behind that. So Rebbeinu Shem is constantly, every moment, caring for us. The Rebbeinu Shem is Dovik. V'hu ba'al yecholes ha'amiti anitzchi. He says, if that's the case, ha'lo yia odom yoshev boteach. You think about it. Such a poshut tzach. Somebody sent me a clip a couple of days ago. Maybe the Olam saw this clip. It's a little video clip of Rabbi Asher Weiss giving a shir in one of the southern locations. I don't know exactly know where the shir was, but one of the southern areas in Eretz Yisrael where the rockets were flying. He's giving a shir. None of you have it. It's not the, you don't have phones. But if the Olam wants, they can come to me. I can show you the, if the Ma'al lets, I'll show the Olam see it. My phone. Because you don't have access to it. But Lamaisa, he's giving a shir, and in the middle of the shir, you hear the rockets. I mean, they sound like they're like in the room. He stops like for a minute, you know, you hear a geribarai in Beis Medrash. When I say a minute, I don't think it was a minute. He stops for maybe 20 seconds. Maybe it feels like a minute, and maybe less than 20 seconds. I didn't time it. But he stops, he sees faces. He maybe looks like a drop nervous for a couple of seconds. He goes, Hamakem, Hamakom Magen, is the place protected here? He, like, it's a rhetorical question. He says, Zahachi Amagen Ba'olam. This is the most protected place. We're learning. Most protected. If Shalom Shichet Hashir, you're still hearing the sirens and the clapping and the if Shalom Shichet Hashir, can we continue? He continues the shir. Mamish a couple of seconds. Get to Eilim, try to get to Eilim Yishim. We get vital. We get vital. We get vital. I told my kids, next time I'm chaylik with him in a svar, which I do all the time with Rabbi Asher Weiss, I'm going to hesitate for a minute. I'm still going to be chaylik, but at least the amount of time that he hesitated and he jumped right back into the shir, I'm mishtoim him. First of all, I'm machshev him very much. When I'm chaylik with somebody, it doesn't mean I'm not machshev him. Very machshev him. But this gave me a whole new espilus of him. But the truth is that you could see this Oisk Arbet Yid was being Marbet Torah his whole life. He's trusting the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's protected. I want to ask you, what would be if there was a soldier, a general, walked in at that moment and basically said, you have nothing to worry about. There's rockets, it's over there. This area is 100% protected. You'd be able to go on with the shir. No problem. No problem. Somebody you really trust will tell you, no problem. No problem. And that's the way everything in life is. Right? You could be petrified. You could go through the worst neighborhood in Harlem. If you're walking down the street in Harlem with two guards on both sides of you, both of them have machine guns. Okay? And they say that if anybody who looks a little modna comes within Dalet Amis, their head's going to get blown off. You'll be very comfortable walking in Harlem. You'll be more comfortable than walking in Muncie across the street at night. In Harlem. Why? Because you have two Navy SEALs with machine guns that are telling you if somebody walks down the street within 50 feet and gives one dirty look, the head gets blown off. You'll dance in Harlem. Because I'm protected. Like Rav Asher Weiss said, Hamakom Mugan. It's protected. You have nothing to worry about. Zochtem HaShechachma. This is the Bari Olam. The Bari Olam is taking care of you constantly. Every moment, he's taking care of you. The Kupala Yecholas Kula is taking care of you. Zochtem HaShechachma. Kain. Halo Yehei Adam Yoshev Betach for lo Yaseh Sibas Mukhrachas. He says there's nothing even to do. Why are you busy doing anything? Don't even protect yourself. Soldiers walk around with guns. Zochtem HaShechachma. Rak Mashi Hikilo Al Nivron Gzeros HaBoyde. The Eibishter said, take care of yourself. The Eibishter said, I want you to carry a gun. Lu Yitzur. So the Eibishter said that, so I have a gun. But the Eibishter's taking care of everything. So Baal Zochtem. V'zehu ha'inyin u'boi tidbak. A whole new pshat. Meshech Chochma is saying that when the Ramban says you have to think about Avas Hashem, he's talking about Hashem's Ava for you. And you should always know you're being protected. There's a Rabbanu Shalom taking care of you. That's the job. He says, and that's what Yeshua ben Nun said in this parak. When he gathered all Klal Yisrael, Yeshua ben Nun said, what did he say? Bashem Elokeichem Tidbaku. Says the Meshech Chochma, that was the last message of Yeshua ben Nun to Klal Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom is taking care of you. That's Ludov Kavoy. Ludov Kavoy is to know how Dovok Hashem is to you. That's already much more attainable. That's the point of Meshech Chochma. He's saying that's attainable. That's the Madrega people could reach. What was Amalek? Amalek came to Klal Yisrael when we were questioning this. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu emayim. Now you have to realize this is Dordea. The Dordea knew. They went through Yitzis Mitzrayim. They went through Kriyas Yamsuf. So what does it mean, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu emayim? It means they knew there's such a thing as Nes. Nobody knew about Nisan better than the Dordea. They knew very well about Nisan. Nobody knew better than them. So what were they questioning? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. What about day to day? What if you get up in the morning? We go to sleep. What day to day when we're walking around? Is Hashem b'kirbeinu? That was their question. And Amalek captured that weakness. That weakness that we had, Amalek captured. Ashekor chabaderech zaloshen mikra. Amalek caught us in that we were vulnerable. That Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim. That's where it comes from. I explained that's the reason why on Purim, the halacha is called apeshit yad noisnim loy. Right? Now, somebody asked me a shayla, does this only apply to aniyim? Is this like an extension to hilchos tzedakah? The truth is, the shita mukubetzah is mashma anybody. Shita mukubetzah is above metzi ayin ches. Mashma anybody sticks out their hand, you got to give him. Anybody. Indiscriminately. Now, what's the idea? The idea is that on Purim we have such bitochen in the Rabbanu Shalom. That even the basic checking that a person is supposed to do to protect, like the Meshech Chochma says, Hashem wants us to protect ourselves. Even though he's the ultimate protector. We're puppets. We do what Hashem told us to do. Hashem wants us to do. Hashem wants that we should be discriminatory. We shouldn't just give our money away without thinking. But Purim, we show that we're totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We reached a new level. We don't even do the basic prep that you normally do. We don't do on Purim. We don't do that on Purim. That's the Madrega. Why? Because that is the counteract. That's what counteracts Amalek. Amalek represents the opposite. Memela, what's the nace? The nace of Purim is purposely a bunch of events that look kirbenu, look regular, and there's the Rabbanu Shlomo. That's the challenge of Purim. If the story of Purim would have been a little bit more miraculous, maybe we wouldn't have reached the level of Kimu v'Kiblu. We reached the ultimate Gilui after Purim in seeing that Hashem is in the nature. Hashem is Bikirbenu, which was the whole challenge of Amalek to begin with. That's what the challenge was from day one with Amalek. Memela Purim, we don't read Hallel, because Hallel is confusing. Hayom Rov, Hayonos, Hayardin, Yisev Lohochor. It's all miracles, open miracles. Purim the Madrega is Kriyoso Zuyalela. Purim the Madrega is to look at the story of Purim and to look at your own life and to make a match between the two. To make a match between the two. The emesis, and I've spoken about this barichas in previous years, the whole idea of Avelus, it's a little bit of a challenging thing if you think about it. Why? Because if you really mamin b'emunah shleima that everything Hashem does is right, as it actually is, and everything is with a cheshbon, and everything is for the best, what's avelus? Why avelus? This was the right time, this was the right, this is, you know, I noticed myself that sometimes you go to Oval's house, and it could be for many different reasons. It could be because they had a shtickle, difficult relationship with their parents. So then they have guilt. They don't have closure. Or it could be that Nebuch the person tragically died a little younger. Or they had a difficult sickness. Could be for different reasons. Sometimes you go into an Oval's house and you feel the sadness. You feel it. You feel it in the walls. Sometimes you go to Oval's house, and it's almost like a celebration. They're celebrating the person that was Niftar. Right? Usually that's when a person was a ripe old age and had a very full life, had a lot of nachas. And a person who was Niftar, I was Menachem Avil, a lady recently who lost her mother. Her mother was 99, and I think was never in a hospital. She was like... She came out, was celebrating her mother's life. It was mamashim. And it was hard to even feel that avelus. Why? What's the pshat? This person loves the mother less than the other person? No. This person was able to look back, even in the little vision that they have as a bus over them, say, wow, this really was a full life. This was a blessed life, Baruch Hashem. But if the person dies when they're younger, or they die and they were in the hospital for a long time, or they suffered, or they didn't have nachas from somebody, then you start going, one second, this is sad. But narishkeit! This is more sad than this. They're banished on vase, they're banished on everything is the dak, to the daka shabadaka, everything is 100% worked out by the banished. You think the 99-year-old woman, her that life was more perfect than the one that the Eibishter took away at 70? No. Just the 99-year-old woman, we, with our krumakite, we say, oh, to us, that looks like a full life. Mesukashnaso evidim rav imat, Shlomo HaMelech says. Right? We don't know cheshbonos. What 99 years is it? 99 years is a minute ki yom esmo. Because in our eyes, we decided that 99 years old, in my short life on this planet, what am I? I'm not even 60. Not even 55 yet. I'm a young man. In my short time that I've been in this planet, if a person dies 70 today, it's a tragedy. Should be tragedy. When I was growing up, if a person had a Zayd to 70 had died, it was like, oh, wow, he's an old man. Rabbi Rizicher remembers, he's even a couple years older than me. I had very few kids in my class that had old grandparents. Very few kids. If a person died 75, it's an alter mensch. Today, Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter has given more gesund into the world. And people today, 80, 90, 95, people are working still 95. Baruch Hashem. My Tzvi's grandfather is 99 years old. His wife's grandfather. He goes to work every day. Does that feel mean? He goes to work every day. 99 years old. Every day goes to work. This Geld Givon when we were growing up. So what? But in those days when I was growing up, if somebody died at 50, you know, it's a tragedy. 70, that's fine. 75, mamish nice. 80, wow, guys, are like a muflik. Now, 50 years later, people decide if a guy dies at 80, it's a tragedy. 98, oh, that's a shame. David Shatafim, people will be more ma'arach yomim. Say, the guy died at 98, it's just a tragedy. 105, oh, that's gewaltic. Nayamim, tipshim, you know what the cheshbainas are. The Teretz is, in our kruma cup, we look at this. But the emes is everything by the Eibish is ois kecheshbin till the daka shebedaka. The 72-year-old, the 68-year-old, the 54-year-old, the 36-year-old, loyalenu, the 6-month-old baby. Everything is tacheshbin. So why are we misabel? What's the big avelos? The Teretz is the Eibish that designed the world that was supposed to be misabel. He gave us hilchos avelos. He gave us hilchos avelos. The biggest tzaddik in the world is the din of avelos. You could be mekabel the gzeir of Hashem 100%. He's supposed to be misabel. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be misabel. But that's only in this world. The Gemara said, "Lasid lover, when Mashiach comes, it's only going to be atoiv amet." And the tzlach brings down in Pesachim, even those things that today we make a dayan emes, in the next world is atoiv amet. Because we'll understand everything. In this world, Hashem gave us mitzvahs that are based on our lack of understanding. Like avelos. But Purim, where the avodah on Purim is to reach the ultimate level of accepting all ratzon Hashem, so the avelos is not on Purim. By a regular Yom Tov, it's a stira. The avelos, the simcha of Yom Tov, how do we balance the two? The challenge on Purim is to steig to that madrega that you could be, it could be Purim, a person could be an oval, and they sit together. Because that's the madrega you're supposed to reach on Purim. Which is really the madrega that we reach when we ultimately, when the whole world will understand that Hashem, everything is bidei shemayim. Everything is bidei shemayim. It could be that that's the reason why on Purim there's no thing to make a zeichel l'chum. Because whenever we make a zeichel l'chum, what are we really being misabel? We're being misabel the siluk of the Shechina, the fact that we don't have the Rabbanu Shalom, the siluk of Shechina. That's who being misabel, right? That's what you say. That's who being misabel. But the truth is that on Purim we reach the level where we understand, we see the Shechina, so we don't have to make the same zeichel. That's chayv nishul sume adal lo yoda beinor homel lebarch mod chay. What's pshat? How do we understand? I'm giving you now elementary pshat, not a maral. Elementary. Lahavdil, I recently was talking about a movie. I spoke in the shul, not about a specific movie. Everybody's getting excited. Not about a specific movie. I was saying how the whole world is a movie. The Ribbono Shel Olam is running it. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the producer and the creator and everything. So I was talking about Nekama, like I mentioned this morning, Nekama. Nekama comes when you feel that person did something to you. You want to get him back. Right? So in a movie, where people are given parts. And your job is to give him a punch. Right? Does he, after the movie, have any time to give him a punch back? Of course not. First of all, the punch doesn't really hurt. You know, the way they do it, it's just a punch. But let's say it even hurt. No time. There's a producer. They both have a job. His job was to punch him. That's it. Done. The emes is the whole world is like that. The ganze Welt is after the mice of Purim, our hoidah is to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Haman was a puppet, as well as Mordechai Tzadik was a puppet. Adu lo yoda beinu Haman lebarach Mordechai means you have to walk away and say Mordechai had nothing more to do with the miracle than Lahavdil Haman Arasha. Mordechai was the tzaddik here, 100%, no question. If on Purim you don't know that Mordechai was a tzaddik, Haman was a Rasha, you're in bad shape. But besume, when you're celebrating the happiness, the victory, if you think, whoa, thank God for Mordechai. Who would we be without him? I don't mean you, don't worry about it. Nareshkai. Mordechai played zero role more than Haman did. Lahavdil. The Eibishter ran the shows. That's Chayiv Nishal of Sumi Adol Yoda. There's no nafkamina. Now, I'll tell you one last deeper vort. I know we ran out of time a long time ago. One last teher, just to explain, tell me to Rebbe Kiva what they had to do with Esther Amalka. What's the shaykhs? The emes is that when a person is in a compromised state, right, a lot of times they feel that they're not being productive. And the takanat. They're not being productive. When a person is Torah, they can't be as productive when they're not Torah. When a person is challenged, they can't be as productive when they're not challenged. That's Poshet. But the truth is that if somebody is mam in Bermuda Shlema, that the challenge comes from the Rabbanu Shlema. Right? The challenge that you're in is Hashem put you there, and that's what He wants you to do now. And you live up to that challenge, you're doing just as good as when you have no challenge, and you're doing more. Because the Rabbanu Shalom put you into that challenge. No. I'm getting distracted from my Avodas Hashem. You're not getting distracted. That's Hashem put you right over there. That's the spot that you're in. That's the spot that you're in. And you're in full color. Esther Amalke was the same Esther Amalke when she was in Beis Haman, Beis Achashverosh, as she was when she was in Beis Mordechai. It was a different Avodah. She had a different Avodah, but it was the same Esther Amalke. When the Tzibur was Misnamneim, as we explained, it wasn't there, Rebbe Akiva's shiur wasn't interesting enough. It was a Shas HaShmat. They weren't running on all their cylinders. So they felt Shvach. Rebbe Akiva told them, don't worry. This is the spot Hashem put you in. You're in the same spot that Esther Amalke was in when she was challenged. And Sarah Yemenu, who had her challenges. And what does the Torah say about Sarah? Sarah was also in Beis Pari. I want to ask you a question. When Sarah was in the house of Pari, was she living to the Madrega she was by Avraham Avinu? Imagine you took Rebbetzin Knievsky, Reb Chaim's Rebbetzin, you took her out of her house, and you put her together with the Saudi prince. She had to stay by him for a week. Could she be the same? I don't have to answer the question. But the Torah is made that Sarah every day was whole. Her day by Parai was as whole as the day when she was by Avraham. Her day by Avimelech was the same thing. What's Pshat? Because she lived up to the moment. That was where Hashem put her. She lived up to that moment. And the male of Bikesh Lo'er, when Rebbe Akiva wanted to wake up his Talmidim, he told him, this matzav that we're in now, the Rabbanu Shalom is here with us. This is the matzav Hashem wants us to play this part now. This is the part that Hashem wants us to play. Living in this tkufa. That was Mo'erid. That's what gave them achiyas. Okay.